Joining us now is Republican Senator from Tennessee, Lamar Alexander. He's been a leader for the Republicans on health care. Thank you very much for being with us, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Now, President Obama says he included best ideas from Democrats and Republicans, including many ideas raised at last week's summit. Has the president, in your estimation, gone far enough?
No, he hasn't. It's kind of like putting a couple of rearview mirrors on a car going in the wrong direction. I mean, he added three small ideas to a 2,700-page bill. The problem is it still has $500 billion in new taxes, still has $500 billion in Medicare cuts. It still has premium increases for millions of Americans. It still will increase the deficit because they don't pay doctors who serve Medicare patients, and it adds big costs to states. So it's the same old bill.
He, though, says that he is showing good faith by listening to the Republicans, by including their ideas, and I think he would probably point out that Democrats, after all, are in control.
Well, he has pointed out that Democrats are in control. In fact, he may have listened, but he didn't act based upon that. And the Democrats are basically saying to the American people, who've tried to say in every way they know how, through polls, elections, town meetings, we don't want this bill. The president is saying, we don't care. We think we know what's right, and we're going to jam it through anyway with a partisan vote.
However, there are several polls that show that if you actually ask Americans, not just sort of on a broad basis, but ask them more specifically about things that are inside the bill, the support is actually quite high. I'm looking at a Kaiser Family Foundation poll that showed that when asked about helping to close the Medicare donut hole, 71% support that. Providing tax credits to small businesses, 72% support that. Expanding high-risk insurance pools, 70% support that. So that seems to fly in the face of what you were saying about Americans not wanting this.
Everybody. I'm surprised it's that low. Of course it does. But when you tell them you're going to have to raise taxes $500 billion, when you're going to send big costs to states that are already broke that will cause them to raise college tuitions and state taxes, and when you're going to increase the federal debt and pass a $2.5 trillion bill, when you tell them all that, they say, whoa, I don't want to do that. Let's stop and start over, which is exactly what Republicans have been saying.
You've noted something that that the president and his party seem like they're trying to jam this down Republicans' throat, jam this process through. It's already passed the Senate with a supermajority. It's passed the House. And based on that, the president does want to push this through. Is this not something that Republicans have done in the past, though? Why should the rules change now that Democrats are in control?
Well, you're right to say that over the last 20 years, both parties have used this little-used procedure, but never for something this big and never in such a partisan way. When I was a very young aide on the Hill, I remember that Lyndon Johnson, who had big Democratic majorities in Congress, had the civil rights bills written in Everett Dirksen's office. He was the Republican leader, and he got more than 70 votes. And the reason was he didn't just want to pass it. He knew it was controversial, and he wanted the country to have confidence in it. He didn't want them trying to repeal it as soon as it was passed, which is what will happen here if it's jammed through.
Now, I understand that it's a fantastic example to reach back to Lyndon Johnson, but I'm going to reach back a little bit more recently in history and cite President Bush and his tax cuts. Didn't he use a very similar procedure to push through that?
He did. And, of course, the reconciliation procedure is for the purpose of taxing and spending, not for rewriting one-seventh of the economy, which is the health care industry.
So I guess I'm not clear on the difference there.
The difference? Well, the budget procedure in the Senate is for the purpose of dealing with taxing and spending measures, and the Bush tax cuts were tax cuts. It was never intended, as Senator Byrd, the senior Democrat, said, for rewriting one-seventh of the American economy. Senator Byrd said not long ago that to run the health care bill through the Senate in this way would, like a freight train, would be an outrage. It would basically end the role of the Senate as a place where you require consensus for big measures. And it's not so much the procedure, it's the partisan nature of it.
Senator, thank you very much for making time for us. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for your time.
That's Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee.